Jim's in East Belfast. Hi, Jim.
Good afternoon, William. I think it's absolute hypocrisy of these people who are supposed to be representing this area. By the way, I've lived in this area for a number of years. These flags have been here forever and a day. The flags were there before the houses went up, when the people went to view the houses, and now they've been renewed. The flags have always been there.
Which part of East Belfast, Jim, are you talking about?
I'm talking about Ravenhill Avenue. I live in a street off Ravenhill Avenue, just around the corner from it, all right? Cantwell Close and Global have been brand new housing developments over the past year and a half. There were flags up in Miller Street and Ravenhill Avenue forever, for years, as far as I can remember, way before I lived here. There was never a problem. And now you have people who have come into the area who don't live in the area are complaining about the flags. There are Protestant people had to fight for houses because they were discriminated against, especially in Global Crescent, because there were many people from outside this country who weren't even in the country, but yet were on the housing executive list.
Jim, would you accept that there are people coming into that area as part of the new housing development, making their life there now, who are intimidated by the sight of a UVF flag?
No, I don't accept that. And I'll tell you why I don't accept that. They were good enough to take the house and they saw the flag up. So what's the problem now? It's because it's coming up to the 12th. It's a demonisation of the Protestant people. That's what it is.